So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yes, it is Dom time. We'll be joined by the DA, one of the functional DAs, Jen Shorn, out there in Bucks County, talking about don't let Larry Krasner come to the suburbs. They have digital ads up, and I completely agree with that. It makes tremendous amount of sense. Wanted to lead off, though, with something that the Inquirer has, and we talked about this way back when we were at Christmas. Well, no, first of all, let me give you this, and I'll give you this HBB1 ABC visas, and how the state of Pennsylvania has a tremendous number of people from India. Apparently, we can't do high tech here. Who knew? Here we go again with this. Undercutting American workers, and they really resent the Trump bloomlet to say, if you want to bring these people in, you're going to have to pay $100,000. I wouldn't let them come in. That'd be my thing. You can pay $1 million, you can pay me $10 million. We're not bringing these people in from around the world. Americans can't compete with this, really. But Josh Shapiro is releasing a memoir, and I think a memoir. He hasn't even become president yet. Another indicator that his eyes on the White House. It'll come out in 2026. Harper Collins Publishing. The forthcoming title is Where We Keep the Light, Stories from a Life of Service. I think we need another title for Josh Shapiro's book. So you can help me out at Dom Show 1210 or throughout the show. Come on now. You know, given all the stuff this guy's been involved in and what a threat he is, it's going to mainly feature his role in rejecting Kamala Harris and the attack upon his house and family, which he still will not tell us the real motivation for. I wonder if he's going to write about that in the book, or is he just going to say harrowing? So HarperCollins, Where We Keep the Light, Stories from a Life of Service. I have, they, Inquirer says, graduated University of Rochester, career politician, attorney general, then governor, Montgomery County commissioner, you know the whole thing. We have to jump ahead. HarperCollins, that's a long title. It's kind of muddled. This is the guy. This is the guy that's worshipped by the media here that's going to become president.
Good book titles, I feel like, need to be just one word.
Yes.
And then like a colon and then something else.
Yeah, well, Angelo Cataldi is one that comes to mind, and it was loud.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. Good night, everybody. Yeah, this, a life of service, and something happened here, and how do I split the difference here? Hey, is the foreword going to be Henry written by Matt Bradford? Or is Shapiro going to write the foreword and Matt Bradford provide the content that meets his approval?
Right.
Then, of course, the sequel has to be, the keeper of the light, Josh Shapiro's son. So between Matt Bradford and Josh Shapiro's son, man, what happens if Matt Bradford says, here's what you're going to do, and Josh Shapiro's son says, no, you're not going to do that. Oh, my God.
Unstoppable force versus an immovable object.
Yeah, I could see Josh Shapiro telling the son, well, you know, Matt Bradford's right here. Suddenly, the son doesn't rule on capital punishment and everything else.
What happened to KGP Independent? That's the name of her book, and it's only one word.
That's right. Yeah, we do have some sound from her defending Biden still. Wanted to play you one, though, on Greg Gutfeld. This will be cut 10, Henry. Gutfeld yesterday talked about the people mainly that were at, the Republican rallies always get criticized. They're not diverse. Were these alleged 7 million people nationwide? How many were people of color? Habertown, call your office. So here is Gutfeld making the point that he believes, as I do, that a lot of these people are insulated. He doesn't use the word insulated. You know, that's the word I use. Chestnut Hill, Rittenhouse Square, the suburbs. They're insulated from all this violence. They believe they're insulated from Krasner. Can you imagine if this happened in Chestnut Hill or Rittenhouse Square, this maniac on the loose? By the way, how did this maniac get $20,000 to put up in bail that he got out? And Ben Manis, who really dissects Krasner, made the point that a lot of the judges think it's a joke. Krasner doesn't want cash bail. So for almost every case, he has them put down $999,999, not to go over $1 million or something. And they see that, and they don't take it seriously. Maybe they didn't take it seriously with this guy, and they gave him a 20,000, 10% of 200,000. An obvious thing that should have been stopped. Here's Gutfeld, though, making the point about the protesters, the No King's Day, and what they represent.
Think about the interviews that we were seeing of black people in D.C. and Memphis and Chicago talking about the crime crackdown. They weren't talking about monarchy. They were talking about safety in their streets. That was important to them. You compare that to the interviews of the people on Saturday. Largely white, older, soft academic bodies who can afford to march for conceptual fears that don't exist. Not real fears like mugging or carjacking or looting of their small businesses. They, however, God, they're so lucky. Imagine how lucky you are on a Saturday that this is your problem. I bet if you walked out there to that group and you said, have any of you ever been mugged? Has any of your businesses been looted? Have you ever been carjacked? Or do you know somebody that has been a victim of that? They wouldn't raise their hand. How lucky are they that they get to spend their afternoon not worrying about the things that everybody who lives in a city does? I think that's the story. Generally, imaginary concerns are harmless until they become harmful. When they become the narrative, suddenly you will see Charlie Kirk again. He gets shot and killed. Why? Because an amplified phony narrative made him Hitler. Why was Trump shot at? Same reason. So this is harmless for now.
What a great way to start off the week.
All right. So, insulated. That's what we're seeing here. That's what these people remind me of. One other thought, too, coming off the No King's Day. De Niro, we played it yesterday. I'm not going to play it now, but De Niro and others going after Stephen Miller. He's become the new target. They're calling him Goebbels. They're calling him the propaganda king, the real smart guy, the guy pushing the buttons. Here we go again with the very same imagery. And it's one thing to protect the president of the United States. By the way, that maniac Roth was convicted in Florida of attempting to kill the president. And even there, it's sketchy to protect the president's life. But Stephen Miller doesn't have the entire Secret Service and everybody looking at every step a president takes to protect him. This is really dangerous. So they somehow or another feel, they're still going to say it about Trump and Trump supporters, but they're really going to try to move towards Stephen Miller here as even more of an immediate target to go after him. And you have a sense of how dangerous that is. All right, we got a special guest coming up, and I'm going to give you the side. I'm just going to tease this one up. You can chew on it for a while until after Jen Shoren. All this Delco talk, we have one of our best guests ever, the dialect coach who had the nerve to say I have a dark L accent. How dare she?
I love it.
My lawyers are still in there saying, that sounds fine to us. Okay, so Jason Nark, who writes for The Enquirer, and a guy I like, we've had him on before, says, I was scrolling on my laptop. I came across a post on X. Come on, Jace. Twitter. Let's stick with it.
Tweet.
That's exactly. Right, that asked a seemingly absurd question from the New York Times. You know, I'm thinking of Scott Jennings, who says, if I can't trust you on not having males in female sports, how am I going to trust you on the economy? They asked, New York Times, is Delco rural America? Yeah. Is Delco rural America?
Rural?
Rural. Yes. Yeah. We'll get into this nonsense. This coming off the film Task coming up. And I think it'll be the side question mark. We've never done somebody, person, place, or thing associated with rural America. Here, I think you got to go past Downingtown. Even then, I don't know anymore.
I would take it even further. I'd go anything west or south of Coatesville.
Yeah, you probably have to go that far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You all have to kind of school me on Philly,
sure.
What's rural, what's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Jersey, there is not. Well, there are some.
There are some.
I'm from Chester County, so I've been all over the county, and I feel like, once you get past Coatesville, you start going towards like a Parksburg or an Avengrove.
Yeah.
I would say
if you can smell a lot of manure.
Oh, yeah. Once the manure starts filling your nostrils,
there's that smell out there. We went to Reading once, and coming back, we were around one of those Morgantowns. And the manure smell, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
That tells you rural America. Okay, we'll get to that. New York Times, once again. Side question, though, before Jen Shoren. Yesterday, we had Dawn Fantasia, and we haven't done it in forever. And her name is so great. Dawn's a great name, but the Fantasia, it just seems like a princess, like Disney's on the show. We're looking for that all-time name that just rolls off the tongue. You know, it has cachet. Now, Ro had a friend, Henry, Carmelita Lavelle. That's not what she called herself, though.
Oh, yeah.
Lita Lavelle.
Mm.
Now, you see?
That's a great one.
I had a student at Darby Township. Was it my first full-time teaching? I think it was. One of the first classes. Mona Lisa Jackson.
No way.
Mona Lisa Jackson was the name. I have still have the folder at home. I starred that name. My God.
Oh, my goodness.
That's an all-time name. Let's see. I always like ethnic names like Seamus McCaffrey when he was running for judge. And I think he had Aloysius there. I'm not sure, Judge, if you're listening, as the middle name. That's even better. I'd like Dominic Guido Giordano.
Guido.
That would have a lot of cachet. All right. Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, I'm going to take off. How about a local one to start?
Sure.
How about former United States Representative Chaka Fattah?
There you go.
Just rolls off the tongue. Like, I don't know anything about his politics or anything like that.
I think
he's
out of the big house.
Yeah.
Yes. Chaka, give us a call.
I remember hearing that name on the local news growing up.
Oh,
it's like, U.S. Representative Chaka Fattah is back in the news. And it's like, all right.
It does roll. Yes. All right. Do you have one, Kirk?
Can I do fictitious?
Sure. Absolutely.
How about Superman's alter ego, Clark Kent, that rolls off the tongue?
It does. All right. That's a good one.
Yeah,
all right. So that's what we're looking for. And it's all in the call, all in the story. Hit us with that. 855-839-1210. Interesting hairstyle from Bret Baier today. Just saying. All right.
A little dark.
Well, no, it's...
And round.
Round.
It's got a little... Yeah,
different hairstylist today.
Different hairstylist today, yes. Okay. 855-839-1210. Jen Shoren, DA, out in Bucks County. We got to get her and Fred Herron over the finish line. It's called sanity. Will Bucks County become more like Philadelphia if they lose? Yes. All right, she's next here on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. We'll be speaking with DA Jen Shorn. And to the point I'm making, I turned to go to the break. We got a new cut that adds the people on the left, the hate of Stephen Miller. And they keep on adding in his background, his religion. He's Jewish. This is, I don't remember anybody being targeted quite like this except the president. And again, with the president, he does have the world-class protection, although the Secret Service has not been as good as they should be. Stephen Miller is not getting that kind of protection. This is really, you can see it coming off the four kings. They're all on the same page. Let's go after Miller. Sure, we'll continue with Trump, but let's broaden this. They see him as a more unsympathetic character, someone they can go after more, someone they can attack. All right, hit us with that all-time name, real or fictional, 855-839-1210. I hope the DA, if she's in the middle of something important, will give a little bit of grace here. But Pat Pavrick, the head of Republicans out in Bucks County, introduced this the other day. And that is basically, we don't want Krasner bleeding over into Bucks County. Remember when Jack Stolzheimer was running an alliance, sort of, and he came on and we really had it out with Larry Krasner? He had his campaign chairman and he claimed, no, I'm not Larry Krasner with me. The people running out there on the Democrat side are not nearly law enforcement. Nobody's Krasner. I'm not claiming they're Krasner, but it's a bleeding into the suburbs of Moore and more of this nonsense. You see what's going on in Delaware County, horsey country starting to move that way. And then Montgomery County is already gone. It has been gone. It's the story of our lives these last 10 or 15 years here of what's going on. So I wanted you to have a chance. You hear Fred Herron with me. You hear Jen Shorn to get a sense of where this campaign stands and what happens next. 855-839-1210. You'll get on board. Britt Hume. This is Cut 13. Britt Hume makes a point coming off the Four Kings event. Gutfeld, very good point. These people are insulated. What this is really about, it's not about democracy, the Constitution, or anything else. It's just them having fun with the age-old thing, Trump derangement syndrome, Cut 13.
Britt, good evening. What's your take on the overall effort and the result of the weekend?
Well, the name of No Kings was kind of ridiculous. We don't have a king, as the president said, and if we did, it's not clear that protests like the No Kings rally would be permitted. This president, remember, came to power by running for election three times. His major program was put into place by a vote of democratically elected members of Congress. Kings don't have to worry about things like that, nor do they have to worry about the courts restraining them. So it's an absurd name. But on the other hand, they turned out a good crowd. I mean, in many cities, there were, you know, thousands and thousands of people turned out. You know, if you looked at it, you might have thought it was a cross between the faculty lounge and the retirement home. But nonetheless, they're all voters. So they count. And they and the fact that they turned out tells you something. And what I think it tells you is just how our politics has turned out over the last 8 or 9 years. It is all about Trump. It is about resistance to Trump, and it is about support for Trump. Support prevailed in 2016, resistance prevailed in 2020, and his support prevailed again in 2024, and it's still going on. Same battle, same guy. I've called him the political colossus of our time, but he is the issue. Everything else is secondary, everything, and that's what these rallies suggested to me.
I would agree with that. And in talk radio, I never remember a period where he's exactly right. Each day starts and ends with the two sides on this thing. It is what galvanizes. And that's what this was about. It wasn't about the King stuff democracy. It was just another way to have some play day for these people in Havertown and attack Trump. But remember here, we're really zoning in on this. Going after Stephen Miller. Do you have that one, Henry, yet?
Some curse words in it.
It's a podcast then. We had a new one, even more vicious, going after. We played you De Niro and Stephen Miller. The idea is this guy is the driving force. He's Trump's brain, and he's a white nationalist. He's crazed, and he's Jewish. How could that be? This is much more the same narrative, the same meme. More dangerous, I believe, because of the fact that we see him not having the same protection that we might see with some others. All right, let me get some answers on the side question. Let's go to Susan in Chester Springs on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Susan, good morning. Hi.
Good morning. I just wanted to say one thing. I'm sure you heard what Don Limon had to say about people arming themselves against ICE. And I don't know how he's getting away with not being arrested for that.
Well, right. But and Susan, too, you know, Stephen Miller has been mentioned before. But coming off this, I've not seen a critical mass. And we're going to play one by a woman who's often on CNN. The cursing, the attitude. And this guy is not going to be protected like a president. This is he's not as well protected, I would say, as even Charlie Kirk was. And we know what can happen here.
Well, it's horrible. But my answer is Evel Knievel, because I've always been interested in how he got his name. He was born Robert Craig Knievel.
Right.
And he spent a night in jail in 1966, and the jailer nicknamed him Evel. So that's where Evel Knievel came from.
That's a very good one. I interviewed him, of course. Great guy. Couldn't have been. For some reason, I picture him. Maybe they're slightly resembling it. Bobby Knight and Evel Knievel. In my mind, I think I interviewed Knight two times, and I've been following on Twitter Lenny Dykstra. Is that Jen Shuren? Are we ready?
Yeah, just a second.
Yeah, okay. Lenny Dykstra has come on the show before. You really have to keep your hands on the button. But he was really attacking the No Kings rally on Twitter. So, yeah. And Bobby Knight was very good. It was for Trump. So 855-839-1210, you get a line. As I said, we're closing in today, 2 weeks away, and all the things that were, for an off-year election, this is huge. The three judges, the Jersey race, the Virginia race, Krasner, and of course, Bucks County. Jen Shuren, the DA, is with us here on Bucks County on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jen, welcome back. Thank you for joining us today.
Dom, thank you so much for having me.
So we saw yesterday more, at least the Inquirer seems to be outraged by it. I think it's a common thing. I used to see the suburbs as stable, as, you know, the type of stuff where people expected great services, sometimes Democrat, sometimes Republican. But law enforcement was critical, and you and Fred are providing my idea of what that used to be. What's the biggest difference with your opponent?
my opponent has a style of political activism that should cause all of us to be concerned. There's no question. He's trying to reframe his narrative, but we know it's clear from the entirety of his political pursuits that he is for progressive policies that would be devastating to Bucks County. It would absolutely render the people that work for him useless, meaning law enforcement works so hard to do what they do. And we have amazing men and women in law enforcement in Bucks County. But if you don't have a prosecutor as a chief law enforcement officer allowing his office in this hypothetical scenario to do the job the way we do it now and the way we've done it for the past 26 years and my six predecessors, it would completely change the way crime occurs in Philadelphia. I mean, people know, criminals know not to intentionally enter Bucks County and commit a crime. Sometimes they inadvertently cross into Bucks not knowing where that line is, or sometimes they're not from the area and don't understand the distinction. But those criminals that operate criminal organizations or individual criminal enterprises in the area know not to enter a collar county like Bucks County, because they know that outcome will be quite different than it is in the city of Philadelphia, plain and simple. It's a huge deterrent. But if you have a prosecutor like my opponent with all of his progressive reform, it will be devastating.
Well, what's the reform? What is he proposing to do? Now, we know that with Krasner, I don't know. Even I might not say Jenny's Krasner, but we don't want to bleed a Krasner light into the suburbs. To your point that you guys are one of the last bastions. Maybe the guy over, I like Steele in Montgomery County. I think he's fine, too.
But he's
by,
great.
Yeah, but by and large, what you and Fred Herron are doing is different than what is happening in Philadelphia, certainly. So what's the major issue? Is it so-called cash bail? Is it the police? What is it, the difference here?
It's a combination. Yeah, the cash bail, no cash bail. So allowing criminals to, you know, report on their word that they're going to appear for their court date, which is just absurd. Not there's no mechanism.
Well, Jen, let me ask you, if this comes up, you know that I study Krasner because this is my mission. It's like the great white whale. I did get him impeached. What he routinely has his DAs do, his junior DAs, they put bail down at $999,099, even on the less serious cases, because he is against cash bail, and the judges don't like this, and they don't like him saying he can't get them in the case of this young woman who died because of his operation. So how does cash bail in Bucks County get affixed? How do you figure out what kind of bail to ask for example?
So I need to be clear. This is not a system that penalizes an individual simply because they're impoverished. If
right.
someone commits a low-level offense, a minor offense,
right.
they're getting unsecured bail or ROR
right.
bail
right.
to appear on their own recognizance. There is such a false narrative out there suggesting that our prison
right.
is just overrun with inmates who are there simply because they're poor. No, we treat every case individually, and we look at danger to the community, risk of flight. And so if you have someone who's affluent who commits a heinous crime, and we know they have the means to flee and they have the means
right.
to secure a pretty high bail, we're going to ask for a bail that's unattainable or no bail in certain crimes. There's very limited where we can ask for no bail. But so we'll adjust. And now similarly, if someone's unable to make a monetary bail, and then we reassess and say it's a low-level offense, they've appeared in the past, and you
right.
know they're not a danger to the community, we'll agree to ROR. But what we are talking about is the dangerous criminals that are out on our street in major cities like Philadelphia, being sadly the obviously the best example of the worst policies when it comes to a district attorney's office. You have individuals who are so dangerous out on the street that they think that's appropriate because it's a progressive reform. And in Bucks, what we do is, you know, we have a dangerous individual. Certainly, sometimes it's beyond our control. It is up to a judge. But we will argue to our judiciary to make sure they are aware just how dangerous an individual is. And if there's an inadequate bail, it is not uncommon for us to appeal that to the Court of Common Pleas to modify upwards to either deny or modify bail if we have a legal basis. We cannot and will not tolerate dangerous individuals being out when they have everything to lose. They've already proven that they have allegations that are violent crimes, and now they know the penalty they're facing is great. So it just incentivizes that to flee our jurisdiction and to continue to commit crimes. So, yeah, it's unacceptable.
Exactly. And you mentioned your predecessors. And when I think of the area, that's where I think of first. Bucks County, the DAs that were there, the stability of it, the fact that it's not excessive for anything as much as people know if you're committing crimes like this, charged with them in Bucks County, it's not going to be like it is with a Larry Krasner in Philadelphia. That's the bottom line. We talk all the time with Pat Malloy, who's one of the great police chiefs in the country. He has people that come into Abington without a license plate on because somewhat in Philadelphia you can get away with that.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's the difference that I can tell with your opponent. It would be a pretty substantial change if he's elected.
He's also for legalizing hard drugs, to turning a blind eye to individuals using toxic drugs like fentanyl and heroin, which how do you think we identify the people who are trafficking those drugs? You know, you work up the chain. Mm-hmm. And he's also wants to decriminalize the sex trade. And so we know without doubt that there are victims of human trafficking because of the criminal enterprise that sex trafficking is. And also, it goes hand in hand with drug trafficking more often than not. His policies are so outrageous that it just, it really makes you scratch your head. Like, why would you even want to be a district attorney? And quite frankly, I don't think he does. He wants to use Bucks County as a stepping stone to pursue his next political agenda. And I just, you know, I've been here 26 years, and you mentioned my predecessors. I was hired by Alan Rubenstein,
there
the legendary.
Yep.
Yes, Alan Rubenstein, the privilege of working for him. And then his handpicked successor, Diane Gibbons. And then I had the privilege of working for Dave Heckler, Michelle Henry, and then, of course, my friend, mentor, and I am his handpicked successor, Matt Weintraub. There's a reason why we have stability in this office. We all of us, career prosecutors from within. We know the system. We know our bench. We know our counterparts in the defense bar. We know our victim advocates. We know how, if there is a case where a domestic violence case where charges are dismissed, we are refiling that very same day, and we are making sure that that dangerous perpetrator doesn't stay out in the community. And, you know, it's just not an office for you to, you know, use for your political agenda. I mean, my opponent moved to Bucks County with that sole goal in mind, and that troubles me.
Yeah, you know, for the record, he ran against Larry Krasner, couldn't in that Democrat thing. You're right. And, Jen, the point you made about domestic violence, the only silver lining in what happened to Ms. Scott here and Krasner is it's happening close to this election where people out in Bucks County pay attention to this. This is what you get when you have that sort of DA who is progressive, radical, sees himself as a defense attorney, not as a prosecutor. You end up with women dead. That's what happened here with Krasner, and that's what can happen in Bucks County.
It's so true. And, you know, my heart goes out to her family. I can't even imagine this beautiful young woman. I mean, it's senseless, but it was preventable. I really believe that. And I'm not trying to make this a political statement, but you said it, Dom. I mean, that is our reality. We owe it to our citizens. We owe it to every human being to do the job the way we're supposed to do the job, and to not take these positions and use them for political activism. And it's just heartbreaking to know what she must have endured, and to know just that life was taken so senselessly. And she remains in my thoughts and prayers. I don't want to make it a political statement, but you said it best. We cannot let our guard down. We have to be vigilant. We have to be tough crime fighters. Yes, we do the right things for the right reasons. A low-level offender who deserves a second chance, a youthful offender, of course, that's part of the equation. But when we're talking about dangerous criminals, violent criminals with criminal histories a mile long, I'm sorry, but we need to use every resource available and fight the fight with every fiber of our being. It's just plain and simple.
I know that you do. Do you have a website, Jen, where people can go and see more about you?
I do. It's Jen Ford, F-O-R-D-A. And I also have a Facebook page. And quite frankly, you know, 26 years, you know, I've prosecuted far too many child murderers, let alone murderers. And you just Google and you'll see what my record is. And I don't mean record of conviction, but truly
what
outcomes
you do, right?
And what I do, what I stand for. And I have the best team. I have an amazing office. So I really appreciate you giving me the time. You know, this election means everything. It's less about me personally. It's more about our county and our safety and our families.
Absolutely, Jen. To be continued. Thank you so much. And I hope we have a victory celebration and I can make a mixed drink by that night.
Now, doubtful. I
don't want that on my record. That might be a false statement. So, thank you, Jen.
I would love it. Thank you, Jen. Take care.
Thanks for coming
on. Take good care. All right, bye-bye.
Yes, I said I can make it. I didn't say it would be effective. All right. So you hear what the stakes are. Is that unfair? Oh, you guys going to? But no, it's not. Bucks County doesn't need that. Other than Marsegli and Bob Harve, Harve DeGrasse Harvey, in there, and that may be remedied in upcoming Oh, man, Scott Presler. Diane, when you're up again, Scott Presler is going to be pitching a tent there in the courthouse around the clock. You think this is the Iron Man Road? He's got that start already. He's looking down the road. By the way, with Presler, good news. I think it's 15. It might even be up to 20. Some benefactor has given him the leeway to hire 15 more full-time people to swarm into New Jersey. Oh, my God. He just had that up on Twitter this morning. So he's a force. Bucks County, you know people there. Shorn Heron. They are law enforcement. The other side, not saying they're Krasner. Nobody's Krasner, but it approaches it. All right, coming to you at 855-839-1210. All right.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is Dom. You heard Jen Shorn. Don't forget Bucks County, one of my big four on election night. Of course, the big K, Larry Krasner, after what's going down this week. It's amazing. There was a vigil last night for Scott, the young woman who was killed at the, there's a couple cartoons up, Larry Krasner reading about it with blood on his hands, attacking judges. You heard from, now we've heard two judges, Judge Dugan, and you heard Jen Shorn, the DA, explain the cash bail thing. He just doesn't want to do it. He just wants to release people. And then we would depend upon his judgment to keep the really serious in. I mean, doesn't the eye test come into play with this guy? I think we put up on YouTube the video when he was stalking the woman that he allegedly had choked in the car, and the video they have of that. I'm inexperienced. I didn't think I could put on a case. You know, how do you, I wonder how up and down his department, and my answer is they sleep just fine. In their minds, they didn't do anything wrong here. It's the system. It's the system, this poor man, and the system that, and the judges, and Big Mouse on the concern, and Trump. You know, Trump made this whole atmosphere. This guy wouldn't have killed her and be setting fire to stolen vehicles with his conspiracy-oriented people with him. Oh, no. It's all our fault. Trump's people's fault. They created America. Okay. Side question today, coming off Dawn Fantasia, and I will get to in the 1 o'clock hour. If you're in Delco, is Delco rural? How can the New York Times, I know it's a, how can they be trusted on anything? Story today, they're calling because of TASK, the new Delco hot thing. Delco, they really capture rural America. Oh, my God. So we'll be looking tomorrow, I think. We've never done it. Something that a person, place, or thing associated with rural.
Ooh.
And I think Henry's right. In Pennsylvania, you got to get past Coatesville. Pennsylvania used to be, and I still think arguably people forget this, one of the most rural farm in the country. It still might be. And at one point, it was number one.
Yeah. I mean, you got Pennsylvania in between here and Pittsburgh.
That's it. I had on the Duquesne. It begins with a D, Duchesne or something like that, town, because they had a bait store, jewelry store in one place. Now that is podunk.
You're just asking for trouble with that one.
Did you say podunk?
Swipe some jewels into the...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, can you... Yes. Can you imagine Barney Fife? And he said, yeah, we do have one traffic light. It's about a half mile from here when you come into town. Do you have one when you're going out? No, you're able to move at high speed. One traffic light. Does it Duchesne something like that? Guess what town? One of my favorite names to say is mentioned in here. Chemung. How bad Chemung is. Yeah. All right. David in Lexington here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David.
Hey, Dom. You know, the town I grew up in was population 85. It was called, it's called Blythewood, South Carolina.
Right.
Population 85. And I'll never forget when we got a stoplight, it was a big deal. And our sewage for our home was actually a cesspool. We didn't have septic tanks. We actually had a neighborhood cesspool. That's how...
Oh,
out in the boonies
God.
It was.
Oh, goodness. That's rural.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, very rural. But I'm going to go for my side answer today. This guy has no connections to the Byzantine Empire, but he was a great baseball player. Dalton Joe DiMaggio.
That is a great name, yeah. And Joe DiMaggio, they always used to say in the uniform, Joe looked good. Not only that, hitting in 56 straight games, and then they say he hit three shots that day. Third baseman got him, I think. He hit in six or seven more games after that. When Pete Rose couldn't even break
no
it.
No one can,
know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's impossible to believe that you know. And you know the number. Usually when you know the number, you got a better shot. He didn't know any number. He's just hitting.
Yeah, true.
And he wasn't that fast. I mean, these were actual hits.
That's why the pressure was kind of off for him.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
There's no record on breaking. Like, I'm just kind of doing my thing here.
Yeah, and dated exactly. Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah.
And she called him Slugger, too.
Exactly.
There you go. All right. That's pretty good. All right. 855-839-1210. Is Delco rural? If you're out there in the rural hinterlands of Delco, I'd love to hear from you. Are you in a rural section? Now, Jersey has rural sections.
Yeah.
But Delco, I just can't think of any, you know, small stretches. You need to be out in the boondocks here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't see it. New York Times, once again, 855-839-1210. All right. Dom Giordano show. A little bit behind the scenes, and we'll take some more on the side questions. You heard Jen Shorn about cash bail. You heard Judge Dugan about it yesterday. It could be done effectively. Krasner, though, has just messed up the system, which was already messed up, and women are at risk. Just say it, Philadelphia Inquirer. Just say the mob that wants to vote for him, the black ministers, the insulated. It's a coalition of these people in the insulated areas that Greg Gutfeld was talking about with the No Kings thing. The black ministers telling people they're no criminals. It's all made up. Yeah, he's bringing them home. and they get money coming through all these programs, maybe I'll bring one on. We've done it before. Doesn't bother me. I see what they're doing. That's where he went when he got into big trouble, where Michael Nutter, I had on Michael Nutter, Ed Rendell, and Seth Williams, the former DA and the former two mayors, and Nutter called him the great white dope or hope. The savior coming into your neighborhood, all right? Henry, though, saw this, and we wanted to update it because it's hard to get these people on. Do you remember the town of Charleroi? We really dug into that because the Biden administration dumped literally thousands. It was a thousand or a few thousand, I think, of people from Haiti in there. Suddenly, the kindergarten had all these kids that sort of speak halting French, and now the kindergarten goes from 20 to 50. Henry, you saw that the big factory they were brought in to work, and it was almost like the old-fashioned company town where they're bussed into the factory and they're bussed back home and all that. What's happening in Charleroi?
Yeah, so you set the stage there. They brought in a lot of these immigrants to work these factory jobs. Now, within the last year, two of the local factories have closed, which is going to displace 800 migrant families in the area.
Wow. And so what are they going to do? Yeah, this trade already.
So they were already struggling, you know, to keep up with everybody, the influx of people into their town. Now they're going to have to deal with, you know, all the business going away, and then plus, you know, 800, you know, families, not just people, families leaving the area as well.
Yeah.
So
it's... Well, we try to get Larry, I think his name was, right?
Yeah,
and he gives
Councilman
you a number,
Salashi.
Call me at work, and people go, this guy never comes in. But he was a character. I remember him saying, these people can't, they've had all kinds of traffic accidents, can't read the sign, stop sign, and stuff like this. So who did that? The Biden administration. Now, Trump, you know, went out on the rails. I was in the spin room when he was duking it out with Kamala Harris, the debate, and he talked about the dog eating, not there, but in the other place, Springfield, Missouri, was it?
I think so, yeah.
It was a Springfield or Ohio.
Springfield, Ohio.
Yeah, but this in Charleroi was, we really, you would not believe the manhunt you have to go on to get some people on at times, even though they want to come on once you get them.
Yeah.
So hopefully you'll hear from him, but eagle eye from Henry, tip of the hat, because this is what we try to do. We don't forget institutionally about what happened here. And this town of Charleroi is very small. How are they going to deal with 800 families that are now displaced by these factories going away? This is what Trump was elected on, what Biden allowed to happen. Why should they suffer having people dumped in there? And those people, you know, are dumped into a place where it's not going to work. It's not good for them.
No, and that's what this immigration attorney is saying. He said, quote, "It's, among other things, just a plain old humanitarian disaster right here. 800 families just like that, turned off, no legal status, no ability to work, thousands of miles from home in some foreign city in western Pennsylvania in February. It's just not going to be a pretty picture."
I remember, and we were tracking him and almost got him, Henry. I don't know if you remember this. Bill Malugian on Fox interviewed a guy who said he was from French Ghana. I don't know if they still say French Ghana. And where was he going? Southwest Philly. That's where.
Yeah.
And he was on the Mexican border.
Right. Yeah. Just
asked.
He's just like, they're lined up. He's like, where are you going? Where are you going?
Yeah. Exactly. Southwest Philly. Oh, my God. So we're on it. Maybe the immigration attorney. Let's talk after.
No, reach out to him, too.
Yeah. Of what it's like. And this is an example. We have new numbers today. They believe the numbers out there, they're on track to deport by the end of the year 600,000 people that were here illegally. And the lion's share of those are those with criminal behaviors, charges, or convictions on top of others that are here illegally. And I know some people go, well, yeah, but there's 20. You know what? Look at what it takes to do this. Look at what it's like for ICE and others. I would say if they have 600,000 people deported by the end of the year that were here illegally, particularly criminally, that is a great year in doing it. Remember, it didn't start to January 20th, and you have to ramp up. So we're dealing with maybe 10 months or so. That's a rate of about 60,000 a month. Do the math over the next 3 years. You're not going to get anything like 20 million or anything like that. But this is a very difficult thing to do. Oh, I see what may be the all-timer there. Look at Robert Abensalem. That name is hard to beat. 855 839.
Oh, yeah. Easy one. Yeah.
Yeah, that might be. All right. So we are looking to hit us with that all-time name that just has pop, cachet, rolls off the tongue. That's what we're looking for, real or fictional. And be thinking of the rural thing tomorrow. That's going to be fun. Yeah, there might be some stereotyping, I'm sure. But we've never done that. I've never done the suburban. I'm going to save that maybe for next week. I'm writing that one down. Things I love the things you associate with it. It really gets clever calls going on. And tomorrow, we're going to talk with Dr. Coates, Victoria Coates, about the Putin summit, John Yoo already, they're booked, and Fetterman just popping up. We're still trying to get Fetterman on. His book comes out soon. Says get rid of the filibuster and the shutdown. I don't know about getting rid of the filibuster. I know it's been talked about a lot before. I get it, the reason for that. And both sides are able to use that to slow things down. But Trump is succeeding tremendously, according to the polling, during the shutdown. There's nothing that's happening on him. People are not blaming him. That's rare. All right, 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.